The invocation of Thoth. Thothul, O Thothul esti profani, bar lusti Pompeia. In the name of the mighty and terrible one, I proclaim that I have banished the skells unto their habitation. I invoke Tahuti, the lord of wisdom and of utterance, the god that cometh forth from the veil. O thou, majesty of the Godhead, wisdom crowned Tahuti, lord of the gates of the universe, thee I invoke. O thou of the idol's head, thee I invoke. Thou who wieldest the wand of dark power, thee I invoke. Thou who bearest in thy left hand the ropes and cross of life and light, thee I invoke. Thou whose head is as an emerald, and thy lips as the night sky blue, thee I invoke. Thou whose skin is of flaming orange as though it burned in a furnace, thee I invoke. Behold, I am yesterday, today, and the brother of tomorrow. I am born again and again. Mine is the unseen form, for of the gods are sprung. It is as life unto the dwellers in the watchtowers of the universe. I am the charioteer of the east, lord of the past and of the future. I see by mine own inward light, lord of resurrection who cometh forth from the dust, and my birth is from the house of death. O ye two divine hawks upon your pinnacles, who keep watch over the universe, he who company the beer to the house of rest, who pilot the ship of God, ever advancing onward to the heights of heaven, lord of the shrine which standeth in the center of the earth. Behold, he is in me, and I in him. Mine is the radiance wherein the tongue goes over the throne. I travel upon high. I tread upon the firmament of you. I make a flashing flame with the lightning of mine eye, ever rushing on in the splendor of the daily glory of my Ra, giving my life to the dwellers of earth. If I say, come up upon the mountain, the celestial waters shall flow at my word. For I am Ra incarnate, Hesma, created in the flesh. I am the Eidolon of my father Tammuz, lord of the city of the sun. The god who commands is in my mouth. The god of wisdom is in my heart. My tongue is the sanctuary of truth, and a god sitteth on my lips. My word is accomplished every day, and the desire of my heart realizes itself as an of the tower when he created his work. I am eternal, therefore all things are as my designs, therefore do all things obey my word. Therefore do thou come forth unto me from thine abode in silence, unutterable wisdom, all light, all power. So, Hermes, Mercury, Odin, by whatever name I call thee, thou art still nameless to eternity. Come thou forth, I say, and aid and guard me in this world. Thou, star of the east, that didst conduct the Magi, thou art the same all present in heaven and in hell. Thou that vibrates between the light and the dark, rising, sending, changing ever yet ever slain. The sun is thy father, thy mother the moon. The wind has formed thee in its bosom, and earth has never nourished the changeless garden of thy youth. Come thou forth, I say, come thou forth, and make all spirits subject unto thee, so that every spirit of the firmament of the ether, upon the earth and under the earth, on dry land and in the water, of roaring air and of rushing fire, and every spell and scourge of God the last one may be obedient unto me.